following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell parts. We introduce exclusive best-in-class parts, like new Wherever Platinum, the overall best-performing ceramic brake pad available. According to an independent test, Wherever Platinum delivers better stopping power and a quieter stop compared to other leading brands. And new Wherever Platinum is only available at Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
Hi, it's the Herd. It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL, which means you've got to get out and get to a game. And if you thought StubHub was clutch for scoring seats during the regular season, get ready to love them even more now. When tickets are even more in demand, just like the regular season, you'll find tons of seats on StubHub. And if the game you choose doesn't get played, StubHub will get your money right back. So no worries about a short series short-circuiting your plans. Just head to StubHub, choose your seats, and you're good to go.
StubHub. It's 11 a.m. and that means it's time for the Doug and Daddy Show. You know the guys, but let's learn a little bit more about our hosts. First up, Sports Director Doug Duda.
If he were to give you directions, you'd never get lost, and you'd arrive at least 5 minutes early. His legend precedes him, the way lightning precedes thunder. If he were to mail a letter without postage, it would still get there. His blood smells like cologne. The police often question him just because they find him interesting.
Now let's learn a little bit more about Big Daddy Tony Davis.
His charm is so contagious, vaccines have been created for it. When it is raining, it is because he's thinking about something sad. His hands feel like rich brown suede.
His personality is so magnetic, he is unable to carry credit cards. He never says something tastes like chicken, not even chicken. He's a lover, not a fighter. But he's also a fighter, so don't get any ideas.
Find out what it is in life that you don't do well, and then don't do that thing.
Lucky for us, the guys are good at talking sports. So let's head to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on the program today. Doug Duda, Big Daddy Tony Davis, and the smartest guy in the room, producer Jeff Babel.
Congratulations, buddy.
Thanks, gentlemen.
4 years, you know. I don't care if you're. I don't care if you go to wherever you go and you graduate in 4 years. That's hard to do, taking 12 hours a semester like I did. Damn near impossible.
Yeah, simple math, 125 divided by 12 would put you over 4 years.
You're right. You accomplished it in 4 years.
Well, I did take some summer classes and 8 credits in high school. So if I would have just came with no credits here, it would have been 4.5.
Mom was happy. Sister was happy.
Mom was thrilled. She was full of emotions. Crying her eyes out. Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Was it? Okay.
Well, that's what happened with you, wasn't it?
They were just so happy because they never thought it'd happen. they knew it was going to happen for Jeff, I have a feeling. And they didn't know for me.
Glad to have you along on the program today. A lot to talk about and recap and coming up on the program. We will talk state soccer. Mike Nanfita is going to join us from Hastings. We're going to talk to Chino Bacola of the TVG Network. Jeff, this is going to be – we're going to start this right now. I just noticed it right now again, and he's going to get mad, but that's okay. We need to start a pool among our listeners.
Okay.
And we've got Big Dally's Deli to give away, you know, have a little lunch combo up there. We have got T-shirts. We've got all kinds of things that we can give away. But we need to start a board over and under. And this is just one of those things. Over and under. When Daddy spills his soda all over. So when's that going to be? Now it's an over under. I think we get the listeners involved. Will it be today?
It has never happened
this week.
Never happened in the history of the show. By the way.
Well, if never, somebody could take never. They'll never get paid off because never is never going to ever happen. So I just, you know, when's that going to happen? And you know, send in your emails. So we can get a hold of you. This Thursday, you can throw that up. You know, probably happen a day I'm not here and he won't fess up. But that'll be okay. You know, will it happen in June? You know, pretty broad. You know, you don't have to say that it's going to happen on the June 15th show at 11:42. You just send it in. And so there you go. Daddy, we had, obviously, the Kentucky Derby on Saturday. We had the fights on Saturday, and I know you want to talk about that. We have the playoffs that all of a sudden are getting pretty, I don't know, are they interesting because of the upsets? Because we're seeing a lot of upsets, some ugly basketball for the most part. Now, not all, but some ugly basketball out there.
Ugly, it was 38-14. The Lakers had 14. When I texted you the other night, they hit a three to make it 38-17. Denver comes down, bangs a three to make it 41-17 in the second quarter, early in the second quarter of that game. That's ugly, ugly, you're talking about.
And, yeah, and Denver goes on to win it. Ugly's also Boston just absolutely obliterating Atlanta yesterday. But who... who's paying attention to that? I just 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Glad to have you along with us on the program today. If you want to send us an email like Irish Ken does, all you have to do is fire to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Gina Bacola is going to join us here in about 3 minutes. But first, the fights on Saturday night. We had a long day, but you got a chance to witness Tim Elliott in his first UFC fight, who, of course, fought here at the RFA two times in a row. And then we had the Floyd Mayweather fight, which he puts Cotto away. What caught your eye there? What else caught your eye?
Well, it's fun to see somebody advance the highest, the pinnacle of the sport, being the UFC. Tim Elliott, no one gave this kid a chance. When Dodson won the fight 29-28, and there were two knees to the midsection in the first round, that's the only way I could see. When I got on SureDog and you click on a link, somebody else scored a dead even fight. Dodson got booed at the end. It was that close. Yep. Elliott got poked in the eye in the first round. He did some cartwheel, then two kicks in a row. The crowd was on their feet. Elliott might have made himself a lot of money and proved that he could fight on that stage. John Dodson won the Ultimate Fighter TV show, the second one they ever had. He was going up. It wasn't even listed as a line, which all those UFC, so it had to be like over a 5-6-1, because when they get up that high, they don't let you bet them, basically. Yeah. And Elliott really, really did a good job. He took a low blow they stopped the fight for, but the eye poke to his left eye, I think that he couldn't see out of it, Doug. And Dodson did, they think, fracture his left hand, so and maybe that negated, you know, him coming after him, but Tim Elliott, thumbs up on the night. And Mayweather continues to make a bunch of money. He's a mass media machine, and all the deals are out there. But he dominated Cotto and said it was one of the best toughest fighters he's ever had. Boxing, they had 16,000 packed into the MGM. Is boxing alive and well because of Mayweather? Or is boxing still dying? I don't know. It looked alive and well the other night. Head,
but who else out there do you pay attention to? Someone on the Bruce Furniture fan line wanted to know how the jockey who fell at Fawner Saturday is doing. I don't know. But that's
we can effort that.
I just don't know. And here, let me just throw this out. Love the listeners, but it's a talk show. If you want to ask us a question, we're going to put you on the air. That's the bottom line. That's the way they do it. That's the way we run this thing. So the answer is I don't know.
We can check for you and hopefully have you an answer.
That's a lot of... we'll think about it. We'll think about it.
To Hansen in second. Trinneberg, I'll have another. Creative Cause is staying on down the outside. Dullahan is also picking up very deep on the track, followed by Liaison inside the final furlong, and it is Bodemeister and Mike Smith out in front. I'll have another, and Mario Gutierrez now come alongside. Dullahan still has a chance, and then Creative Cause, I'll have another, takes the lead in the Derby, and up the line, I'll have another, wins the Derby. A first winning ride for Mario Gutierrez. It was I'll Have Another for Doug O'Neill and 25-year-old Mario Gutierrez, who took Derby 138.
Daddy, I don't think I have personally ever got the Derby horse right. And when they turn for home and Bodie Meister is up by three, I'm holding the ticket, and I'm thinking, boom.
It's finally here.
You know what? I got it right. And then here comes Gino Bucola atop All Have Another, blazing down the middle of the track to win Kentucky Derby 138.
Gino joins us right now. Gino, how are you this morning? Congratulations on your buddy's horse coming through at the wire.
You mean you didn't hear me yelling and screaming from Southern California? My voice is just starting to come back a little bit right now. It was unbelievable. I mean, honestly, I was sitting here watching it, and the emotions for me that went from yelling and screaming at the top of my lungs, rooting, to literally quickly it went to tears. And it was one of those things where you just kind of become overcome with emotions. You never would imagine. I would never imagine I'd be sitting here crying like a little baby. I saw how happy he was. I saw all the connections together, the jockey, everybody together. I know how hard he works. And it was one of those things. I actually spoke to him on Saturday morning prior to the Derby. I was shocked. He picked up the phone when I called. I couldn't believe it because, you know, when you're somewhere at the Derby like that, he's probably getting 500 texts and calls. He literally, his phone, his voicemail's full. He can't accept any more voicemails right now. His phone's just off. It's been ringing off the hook like crazy. And I was shocked. The guy picked up the phone. I was talking to him for a little bit, and I told him, I said, you know what? You honestly deserve this. I said, for everything that you've done for me in the last couple of years, I said, you're a good guy. You got the karma on your side. And we were joking around. He said, you know what, Gino? He said, why can't I win this thing? He said, maybe it's my turn. You know, why can't I do it? And we were joking around, and it was unbelievable. So much emotion.
Gino, no one out of the 19 posts has ever won the Kentucky Derby. And if you watch the replay from above, which no one had to, when you're watching it, you don't see that. You could not have got a more perfect trip. He was two horses outside away on the first turn. That's unheard of from the 19 post.
It was like if you were writing a book on how to ride the Kentucky Derby, that's the book right there. And what's amazing is that the critique on Doug and I'll Have Another all week was that they had a no-name, unheralded jockey on their horse, a jockey who had never ridden in the Kentucky Derby against the likes of, you know, we're talking against Mike Smith, Zenyatta rider, who was on Bodie Meister, who is the most Breeders' Cup wins of all time. He's won the Breeders, every race you can imagine. He's won the Derby before. He's won all the Triple Crown races. And this 25-year-old kid sat chilly. That was what was the most amazing, is that just like you said with Bodie Meister, who had a pretty easy lead throughout most of the race, and they hit that turn for home, and Bodie Meister even kind of opened up a little bit more, and everyone starts going, are we looking at a freak kind of horse just running right off their feet? The fact that Mario sat so chilly on that horse and waited and waited and waited, and then he moved at the right time, that is unbelievably professional. You know how many people would have moved too early, would have gotten a little bit nervous and said, uh-oh, Bodie Meister's gone. He's sneaking away. I better go right now. His mental clock, it is unbelievable for someone that's that young and that has never been in that kind of position. I like it because I'm 25 years old, too. So like, it must be a good young revival right now moving up, huh?
Gino Bucola of the TVG Network just has a couple of minutes for us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, but we wanted to chat with him. It was a different Kentucky Derby, I thought, Gino. We haven't seen a wire-to-wire winner. We saw somebody just about do it. We've seen so many horses come from 17th, 18th. I mean, Union Rags. We never heard from that horse, and it was in the back of the pack, so maybe that's we expected it to come in. It seemed like a different run Derby. What was your thoughts on the race as a whole?
Oh, you're absolutely right. And what was interesting is that the key to the Derby was the draw, the post, where everyone was. And everyone kept asking me, you know, are you nervous about the horse that you selected being in the 19 hole? I said, not really. Because in particular, we had talked about it over and over, how it was such an evenly matched race. It was going to be all about who gets the good trip, who gets the good setup. And where, you know, Union Rags was on the inside in the four spot. And, you know, there was a lot of horses drawn to the inside that had a lot of trouble. Whereas Mario and All Have Another, they kept them right in the clear on the outside, which was really impressive. Now is when things get really fun as we start to talk Preakness and Belmont, because now you start to have so many questions and so many storylines. You wonder, okay, now the Preakness is where they shorten it up. It goes from a mile and a quarter back to a mile and 3/16. So it's a little bit shorter of a race here. And you wonder, okay, now can Bodemeister just hold on without having to go a little bit farther? You wonder, well, is Bodemeister going to run not as good of a race because he just left it all out on the line? He ran so hard, so fast all the way around. Will Bob Baffert even put Bodemeister back in the Preakness? Maybe did they take the Preakness off and come back and fire in the Belmont? The only thing we know for sure is I'll Have Another will be running in the Preakness, no doubt about it. And I'm going to get Doug O'Neill on the show to talk to you guys sometime this week. I can tell you that.
Well, that'll be awesome.
I didn't realize Doug O'Neill, 44 years old. It's not like he's an older trainer.
Like everybody else? Everybody else.
You know, you're absolutely right. That's what's great. That's why we have such a good relationship. He's just a younger guy. And it's, you know, in anything, there are people that just get it, and there are people that don't. And he's one of the people that gets it. He's for the business. You see, he was rocking the Santa Anita hat on the Kentucky Derby because his buddy Mark Verge is the CEO of Santa Anita. He's just that kind of guy. He does whatever you want, whatever you need. He's for the business. He's for the sport. The great thing about Doug is Doug's not one of those guys that his mom and dad were both trainers, and he's not necessarily even a horseman, really. He's a gambler. He's a guy that would go to the track and bet on the races, and he fell in love with it. He would go when he was young in high school. He lived right over here in Temple City in Southern California, not far from Santa Anita. And that's what's so great about him. He's not your average trainer. He's not a guy that even, you know, could look at a horse from a mile away and tell you the million, you know, what this horse looks like, what they're walking around with. He'll look at him, he'll tweak him a little bit. He's just got a feel for it. He gets the right people involved. It's funny. You look at that guy, and after you talk to him, you have a conversation with him. It's exactly what I said. You just say, he gets it. He just gets it.
Gino, I think it was Vegas Insider. I was looking this morning back at something before the race, and they've got the trainer stats and how, I mean, obviously how difficult this race is to win, but you've got Baffert is like 3 for 23 or 24. It was something like Lucas, 4 for 44. Those guys are the most successful at their trade. And there's nobody that wins this thing. It's automatic. Todd Pletcher, what, 1 for 20 or 0 for 20? I mean, how hard and difficult for this to be your day? You got to take it when you can get it.
Oh yeah, and you know what? That's what the entire time going along. Again, I'll keep going back to Doug because this is such a unique situation and relationship for me, because I've never known anyone that's won the Kentucky Derby before. You know, I've never been able to call someone up on the phone and say, congratulations, or what are you feeling like right now? And so now I'm really milking this situation because there couldn't have been anyone really in the business that I know better get it done right here. He had told me that one thing as a trainer that was the most difficult for him was to have to circle a date on a calendar and say, okay, I need this horse to be ready for that day to run his best race ever. He said that's really difficult to do as a trainer. And Doug had told me that's why he admires the guys like Bob and D-Wayne Lucas so much, because they've always been able to do that. And Doug has said, you know, I don't necessarily have the million-dollar horses all the time, so I'm not running in the Derby and the Preakness and the Belmont. I'm running in a lot of claiming races. I'm running in a lot of lower-level races. So, you know what, if you run on Wednesday or on Friday, it doesn't really matter. So he was kind of nervous. I wouldn't even say nervous, just one of his key worries was, can I get this horse ready for that day? He said, what if he's not ready on May 5th, you know? He said, what if he's ready on May 1st? What if he's ready on May 10th? You know, that's what he was always worried about, is what if he's just not ready that day to run his best race? That's what, to me, what is the most impressive that these trainers can do. They can circle a date 6 months down the road and say, okay, I'm going to work this horse out a week before. You know, I'm going to jog him a little bit here. I'm going to gallop him a little bit here. I'm going to change his feed this day, and we're going to tweak his ankle. It's like, I'm just amazed that these guys can do that. It's unbelievable. It's like they're playing God a little bit, you know. And it's just, it is. I, I go and I watch my girlfriend. She's a trainer right now, and she's just got a couple horses in. So in a few months, I'll get some good scores for us when her horses start running. We'll have a big day or two. And I watch what she does, and she gets up every single morning, and I just applaud these guys, these trainers and owners. They work so hard, and they're some of the most unheralded people out there in the business, up every single morning, 4 or 5 o'clock a.m., and they're not done until 5, you know, p.m., and then it starts all over the next day. So it's not the easiest job in the world, and I could not be happier for a guy who deserved it. You mentioned those statistics. One of the toughest races in the world to win, and he said, you know, it's great. Now, when every time you meet someone, and they go, hey, you know, what do you do for a living? You go, I'm a trainer, and they always go, Have you won the Kentucky Derby? Yes, I have.
Hey, Gino, last question, and we'll let you out of here. Gino Bacola, the TVG Network, TVG.com. Do you have any sense of the Preakness, the field, and how many people will be running around the Jägermeister stage? How many horses? How many people that are going to be coming out of the Derby will race here?
We get a little sense of it right now. We probably will know a lot better towards the middle of the week. But the key horse really is Bodemeister, because he did so much prior to the Derby just to try to get into the Derby that I don't think it would be necessarily the smartest thing in the world for them to race Bodemeister in the Preakness, even though he would probably be favored over your Kentucky Derby winner, which is one of those situations that you don't see all the time, but he's just got that speed that is unbelievable. Now, there are a few horses in particular that are pointing to the Belmont. I know that horses like Union Rags, who, like you said, we didn't really hear from, who got in a lot of trouble. Union Rags is much better suited for a track like Belmont and a race like the Belmont, where there will be probably 10 or 12 horses instead of 20, and the race is a mile and a half. The problem with Union Rags is he's very good. Sounds kind of weird, but he's not very athletic. He's big, but he has a tough time shifting his weight. So the Derby is just a bad race for Union Rags, because anytime he gets into trouble, it takes him a long time to get motoring again. He's got like a locomotive. He's got to start chugging. And so for Belmont, he might be a good horse, Union Rags, really, because it's wide turns, not a lot of horses. He'll be able to move around pretty easily. And they know that Doolahan is not pointing to the Preakness, but they have said horses like Creative Cause, who finished fifth, is pointing to the Preakness. Went the Day Well, who finished fourth with the same exact connections of the Kentucky Derby winner last year, Animal Kingdom. They're pointing to the Preakness. Bob Baffert has another horse named Painter that he's pointing to the Preakness. The only horse that we know for sure will not run in any Kentucky Derby races is Take Charge Indy. He had a little bit of an injury. He's going to be out for about 60 days or so. Other than that, not a whole lot of trouble. We don't have too many injuries to report. And this next week or so is really fun, because now we start hearing who's going to go to the Preakness, who's going to skip and point to the Belmont. And now it starts getting really, really fun, especially if we can get the second leg home, because then the last 3 weeks before the Belmont, we're all rooting for a Triple Crown winner.
Well, Gino, we're real happy for you, and even more excited for you, for one of your buddies, Doug O'Neill. Hopefully we'll be able to catch up with him. That would be awesome. And thank you, Gino. Great Saturday.
I'll get him on for you sometime this week. I know he's just flying back, and his schedule is going to be a little hectic, but I can definitely get him on for you guys. And just one statement to make. You saw him. He's growing out that beard. I think I'm going to have to grow a beard for the next few weeks just to support him. Fear the beard.
Gino, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for everything on the Doug and Daddy Show. See you, buddy, from the TVG Network, TVG.com. You're that young. You got to be careful. You got to make sure you can grow the beard before you get that. He gave us the winner on Friday's show, and hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to Doug O'Neill. That's Gino Bacola of the TVG Network. And you can watch the race again. You can watch your baseball. You can watch whatever it is while you're enjoying your favorite lunch, your favorite evening meal, or just sitting back and having a cool one at the Chicken Coop in Grand Island and Kearney, where, folks, just because it's Fauner Park race season is over doesn't mean you have to stop going to the Chicken Coop. Lunch specials Monday through Friday to catch everything. Maybe some early baseball throughout the week. Do that for you. There's not a bad seat in the house. And don't forget, still have some graduations coming up, whether it's college or high school. You've got family get-togethers. Maybe it's just a meeting, maybe a little wedding reception, or maybe the night before you have your get-together at the Chicken Coop in their party room. Get a hold of them today. And Monday night, Bowl fries and fries in Kearney, only $5.99. $5.99, it's the Monday night special in Kearney, but you can stop by anytime in Kearney and Grand Island at the Chicken Coop. We're back after this.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance has got me reflecting a bit. You know, about all the places I've been so far, all the nice folks I've met, and all the money Geico saved them. I mean, if I had a dollar for every time I saved somebody money on car insurance, I could retire tomorrow. But then, I'd have to stop my journey across America. I'd never get to visit Collinsville, Illinois, and see the world's largest bottle of ketchup. Well, there's no way I'm going to miss that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Your pistons are metal.
Metal!
Your cylinders are metal.
Metal!
Your crankshaft is metal.
Metal!
Your engine is made of metal.
Metal!
Yet some oil filters use end caps made of cardboard. Purolator oil filters use end caps made of metal.
Metal!
For better engine protection. So keep it pure with Purolator. Look for Purolator filters at Advance Auto Parts, Meijer, Pep Boys, Walmart, and other fine retailers.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute, brought to you by Buffalo County Farm Bureau. We cover sports, they cover you. The Nebraska Danger continue their three-game road swing at Omaha, battling the Beef Saturday night. The Nebraska baseball team will also be in Omaha this week to battle Creighton Tuesday at 7 o'clock. The game's on Nebraska Educational Television. Then the Huskers return home for their final conference home games against Minnesota Friday at 6:35, Saturday at 2:05, and Sunday at 1:05. The UNK baseball team is competing in the RMAC Championships in Pueblo, Colorado. Their first game is Wednesday at 1 o'clock against New Mexico Highlands. Colorado Mesa will play Colorado Mines, and Regis will take on Pueblo. The Nebraska softball team wraps up the regular season at home this Friday with a doubleheader against Wisconsin and a single game Saturday. Then it's off to the NCAA Regionals. And for the UNK track teams, they're at the RMAC. UNK men's tennis team at the NCAA Regionals this week. And that's a Sports Minute.
An isolated shower sprinkle is possible early today, then skies will become partly sunny, with a high temperature of 68, northwest Wednesday from 10 to 20. Tonight, with partly cloudy skies, will drop back to low of 40. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, it's 59.
Yeah, Maris definitely said I had Bodie Meister and you had, I don't even know, who'd you take?
I had Alpha, right. And Dolahan.
Alpha, yeah, dominated again. But you know what? I think I was pretty close on none of these hags came through and screwed things up. We actually, for the team combination, I don't know where Alpha ended up, but heck, my long shot hit the board. Now I will say El Pedrillo or whatever.
No.
But neither did Union Rags. So,
Daddy Long Legs, no, it's so good.
It was there the whole time, though. It was like—is that where it finished? Right. I mean, but it was there coming for the when it hit the backstretch and it started the turn for home. Both the Daddy horses were in the first seven or eight, I think, according to the race call. As I re-listened to that again today, so yeah. But you know what? When you're watching it, Fawner. Still have no, I mean, I knew Bodie Meister was in the lead, but you have no idea because television coverage doesn't put the bottom line up. And even if you're watching the live feed from Churchill Downs, when they turn for home, they pull the horses down. It's just almost impossible to know with 20 head. It's not like, he's wearing the orange. It's the seven. It's almost impossible to pick up.
I can remember being there and being in the first turn when they came across the finish line and everybody looking around going, who won? Because there's no TVs out there. I mean, you're waiting and there's people celebrating and jumping around and, you know, you don't see anything. I mean, you're a long ways away. So, I mean, it's a big place. And I can't believe that those trainers.
Were you jumping around Saturday?
No.
Okay.
No. Those trainers, they only get that final stretch run. I mean, it's not like they got a TV there watching from above to see their horse on the backside while the race, you know, they don't see the horses. When you're sitting in the grandstand, you don't see the horses on the other side of the track. It's not like Fawner Park where you go, the yellow's a four horse over there. You can see him in the lead. No, it's not like that. 165,000 people, one of the largest crowds ever at the Derby.
And after that weekend, it's time to rest, and you can do so with new or pre-owned furniture at Bruce Furniture, because Bruce Furniture takes trade-ins on your in-home pieces that still have some life in them. There is a high demand for used stock in good condition, not the stuff that's been up in the barn for 3 years, but stuff that you could keep, but you'd like something better. So you've gotten some new furniture, and they're going to move in the new furniture, take the old furniture out, and make you a pretty good deal on it as well at Bruce Furniture in Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance. It's just right for you. And if you're on the brink of deciding to buy some new furniture, you owe it to yourself to see Bruce Furniture, and maybe the deal will do the magic to solve two issues. Get the new furniture, out with the old furniture, but it's still good, and you're going to get a deal from the folks at Bruce. Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox here, where Irish Ken says, I just wanted to let you two weasels know that last week's attempt to rile my feathers with the Tommy Rees incident did not go unnoticed. Actually, I feel bad for the kid, but considering the fact that he is a crummy quarterback and Coach Kelly's pet, maybe this will force Kelly to start a good quarterback next year.
Irish Ken, weasels. Why the name calling?
I don't get it. I don't know. Why has it got to be that way? Huskers pick up another oral commit, Tony, over the weekend out of Texas A&M's backyard.
Well, I think you're Brian Munson, you know, it's thinking, well, we're going to be a while, or they need more of these kids. If you want to win 9 games, I think they're starting to figure out, we can win 9 games every year. We got to make a step. And to do that, we've got to infuse ourselves with some talented people and go head-to-head with people like from A&M and Texas. You're going down there and pulling those kids early and pull them out of their backyard early and lock them up.
Did you just say infuse ourselves?
Infuse the program with talent.
What have you been doing? Have you been taking night classes?
You got to get the talent, and you got to have some numbers. The numbers, you know, we waited till it seems like before signing day, and then all of a sudden, okay, we fill up.
Christian LaCourture is out of College Station, Texas. The 6'5", 255-pound defensive end committed to Nebraska this weekend. He was in Lincoln for the second time. He had about 9 offers. He narrowed it down to Nebraska, LSU, and Michigan. So you're going against some pretty good programs right there. And he's ready to contribute to the Blackshirts. He says he plans to come back for the Big Red Weekend in June, and he's going to be one of these kids that graduates in December, so he'll be able to come in for spring ball next year and enroll at Nebraska in January.
I still think that's a wild deal, and obviously this kid's way more mature. You know, when I graduate, you know, I need another 2 years of high school to be mature, you know. One of those things, and then they just go 1,000 miles from home, and that's just the way it is.
Nebraska Danger get a road win, 45-33 at the Colorado Ice. They will have the second of 3 straight road games at Omaha this weekend, setting it 4-5. Nebraska baseball, the doubleheader probably hurt them more than it helped them yesterday. They dropped both games. They were close, but big inning in game 2 is what hurt them. They lose 7-5 and 9-6. They go 1-2 on the weekend, and the difference in that, Daddy, both teams starting yesterday, I believe it was 9-7 in the conference. Indiana wins them both. They are second alone in the conference, and Nebraska is 7th. That is
unacceptable.
That is the difference in just 2 games, from 7th to 2nd in the conference.
We were last in the Big 12, but to be 7th in the Big 10, I know it was on the road. You can't let that happen. And I'm sure Darren Erstad right now is just, I mean, I'm sure it's frustrating for him. I mean, there's no chance. There's no chance of making the postseason.
Well, not now. They got to win the tournament. They
right.
got to win the tournament. And it doesn't get any easier because Minnesota comes in, who's right there in the top 3. Minnesota comes in this weekend. First, Nebraska plays their final game with Creighton tomorrow night in Omaha. And the RMAC tournament is set. UNK went 1-3 over the weekend. They will be the 5 seed and play New Mexico Highlands out in Pueblo. Their final RMAC tournament. And I'm trying to think here off the top of my head. The track team is going through the RMAC championships this weekend. I believe, and I'm sure someone is going to fire this off to me, I believe this will be the last RMAC event in UNK history. Track's done, golf's done. I think everything else is done. Tennis. This is it. Tennis is done. Tennis is done. They're on Sweet 16. Everybody's moved past this. This will be the last event. And can UNK make some noise? And we'll find out this weekend. When we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show, we're going to talk a little state soccer. Mike Nanfito of Hastings joins us right after this.
Hi, it's The Herd. Today, business can take you anywhere. Heck, there's even talk of professional football going international, which is why Regis offers virtual office solutions around the world. For a fraction of the cost of a traditional office, Manhattan, London, or maybe just around the corner, whether you're looking to expand your business into new markets, or if you work from home, a Regis virtual office gives you exactly what you need, a professional business image with clients. That's key. You'll get a prestigious business address to call your own, an on-site receptionist to provide unlimited call answering, and use of meeting rooms and a private office. That's the benefit of a Regis virtual office. You get all the amenities of a full-time office without the expensive one. Call Regis, the new way to work. It's the most cost-effective way to have a business presence locally, nationally, or globally. Find out how easy it is to set up a virtual office. So contact Regis today and mention The Herd to get 2 months free. So go to Regis.com/Cowherd. Regus.com/Cowherd. Or call 800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
So, it was a Friday night. One of my buddies wanted to play pool, the other wanted to go grab a bite to eat, and me, well, I just wanted a cold beer and some good entertainment. So to keep everyone happy, we went to Cunningham's Journal. It's like three places in one. Upstairs is the loft where you can play pool and listen to some good tunes. Outside is the courtyard where they have live entertainment every week. And inside, there are a bajillion TV screens with all the games any sports fan can handle. Great food and, of course, the coldest beer in town. So problem solved. Everyone's happy. Thanks to Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
An isolated shower sprinkle is possible early today, then skies will become partly sunny, with a high temperature of 68, northwest Wednesday from 10 to 20. Tonight, with partly cloudy skies, will drop after low of 40. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, it's 59.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Can we forget about the things Doug said when he was drunk? Didn't mean to call you that. Having a lot of fun at the Derby this weekend. Great to catch up with Gino Bucola. Hopefully Doug O'Neill, trainer of the winning horse of the Derby, will join us this week. Doug, all farmers know that frequent starting and stopping the operation causes wear and tear on their equipment. The same is true about electric pivot irrigation systems. Start, stop, results in breakdowns. That costs money and downtime. When you least expect and don't need it because it's the hottest outside, and that's when your corn or beans need water. Time to smooth things out. Hydrostatically powered T&L pivot irrigation system. Discover how they can be easier on you for a lifetime. Eliminate your irrigation hassles, even water distribution, and stop wasting your time and money. Use T&L's hydraulic power that you know, trust, and work with every day. They've been doing it since 1955, locally owned and operated in the Hastings area. It's up by Loop City yesterday. T&L right by the highway. I was down by Macon the other day. T&L right there by the highway. They're all over. T&L Irrigation. Check them out online or call your local T&L dealer today.
How was the big fishing tournament?
Big fishing tournament was, I think a lot of people caught fish. I think it was windy. you know, one of those rough days on the water. Our buddies, not so well.
Mike Nanfito hoping to have a better result with his Hastings Tigers as they return to the state soccer tournament, and they have been there a lot lately. And we talked about that here lately. It used to be, honestly, I think Kearney's girls were the first ones. Kearney Catholic started to get there. Nobody could ever move on. Then Kearney's boys and Grand Island's boys, and now Hastings boys and girls the last 6 years have really put together some great, great teams. And Hastings coach Mike Nanfito joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning, and congratulations on getting back to state.
Thanks, guys. It's great to be on your show.
Just two seasons removed from making it to the state championship game, and I think one of the things we were talking about for 6 years here, or however long before somebody could make a move like you guys did, was that it's hard to get to the finals when you draw the number one team in the first round, and unfortunately that's where you guys are going into this state tournament. Just your thoughts on the first round matchup with Scott.
I think we feel pretty comfortable with it. We understand how well we've played this year. We kind of put ourselves in this situation with maybe some results throughout the season. But overall, we've been in every game. We've played a lot of competitive teams. We hit a streak there for a while where we were just a little unfortunate to not finish some games, in some games that we had some opportunities to win. But fortunately enough, we went into the district tournament and we played very solid and came out with a district championship and gave ourselves the opportunity to get back to the state tournament. We feel comfortable. We know Scott's a very good team, and we look forward to the matchup come Friday afternoon.
What a better team to beat, though. Everybody hates Scott, don't they?
Well, it would be very exciting to come away with a win again against an Omaha team, because a lot of people have their opinions about the Eastern Nebraska team, especially in soccer. And I think as we've shown over the last 5 or 6 years that we can play some soccer out here in Central to Western Nebraska, and hopefully good luck to obviously all the other teams from Central and Western Nebraska that are making the trip to the state tournament. And hopefully, we can also have a good showing too.
Mike, did it take a little while just in the off season to start doing programs like the kids in Lincoln and Omaha were doing all along to catch up to them?
I don't think we necessarily maybe have the resources in Central or Western Nebraska, but I think more and more, I think kids are getting involved in the game, and I think we know that we got to put a little extra time in the summer to get our kids playing. Because we're also dealing with some smaller size schools. So we're dealing with students that are being pulled in all different types of directions for all different sports and other activities compared to maybe some of your, higher level or more populated schools in the eastern portion of the state. But again, overall, we're excited about where we are. But it does take some time in the summer and for coaches to put teams together and get guys and girls out there playing, but we've worked hard quite a bit in the off season, especially last summer, and really got an idea of what type of team we could be this year. And results wise, maybe we could have done a little better, but we're excited to be back to the state tournament, and I think we're going to give ourselves a great opportunity to succeed and show that we're a good team.
Mike Nanfito, head coach of the Hastings Tiger Boys soccer program. They will be playing at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoon against the top seed Omaha Scott. They're 9-8, eight games against Class A competition, started the year 5-2, but then, as Coach mentioned earlier, got into that conference tournament, and you don't want this to go extra time because you guys are 0-4 in extra time, three shootout losses, one in overtime. Can you explain that?
No, you're right. I mean, we haven't had much success going to overtime or going into the shootouts and stuff. And in one of those shootouts, our goalkeeper came up with a couple of saves, and we were finishing pretty well in the shootout. But again, lost it overall. At the conference tournament against Columbus, that was our third game in 2 days, and we were pretty tired, but. Unfortunately, against Lexington, the shootout, we were up and then their goalkeeper comes back and makes a save and we miss and just kind of the change in momentum through a shootout is just like the momentum overall in a game. And, you know, it was tough. You know, we came back after conference. We got a big win out at North Platte. We traveled to Columbus and, we traveled to Lexington and we were up 2-0 and gave away a goal late to tie. And then they beat us in overtime. And then, you know, we were up on Columbus 1-0. And they scored another goal on us real late in the game and tied it and then eventually took us to a shootout. So I think overall, you know, we're sitting where, you know, we're a 9-8 team overall going in as the 8th seed, but we've been in a lot of competitive games. We hit a stretch where, you know, we had some injuries, which caused us to move some guys around, which also led to, you know, maybe us being unable to finish games. But we're healthy going into the state tournament. We're excited. And I think we're going to give ourselves a great opportunity to win on Friday.
Anytime you're going to advance in a tournament like this, the big players that have done it all year for you are going to have to step up. Give us a couple names who have to play their best soccer of the year.
I think up top for us, Luis Pirroza. He's our leading goal scorer, but I think he's going to have to find a way to score some goals for us. I think in the midfield, Evan Price has done a great job in the district tournament. He came away in the final with 3 assists. You know, and then overall, Alex Olson, one of our center backs, just a solid kid, keeps us organized through communication overall. And then, in the back, our goalkeeper, Brady Menke. And, you know, we believe that he's a very good goalkeeper and one of the best in the state of Nebraska. And the exciting part about things is he's going up against another very good goalkeeper at Omaha Scutt on Friday. And, you know, we'll see who can help their team advance on to Saturday.
Well, if the Tigers get that win on Friday, then they turn right around again and play on Saturday night with the championship game next Tuesday. But Hastings, Lexington, Grand Island, Northwest, they're all at the state tournament for our listening area on the boys' side. The girls play Thursday night at 8 o'clock. And I know the girls are looking for their – we're going to talk with Coach Pedroza later in the week, and they're looking for their first ever win. They're actually the higher seed here. And I'm sure you'd like to see the girls' win carry some momentum into Friday.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I think we're going to have a great fan base traveling – down from Hastings, especially Thursday night, to watch the girls' game at 8 o'clock. And, you know, hopefully the girls can give Hastings some good momentum, especially going into Friday for people that stay and really hopefully turn this into a positive weekend for Hastings High School.
Mike, I know the volleyball coaches try and get the playoff point deal to work out to where it's fair for everybody. I know the basketball coaches are working. Do the soccer coaches get together when you got a Grand Island team that's undefeated and you got a Kearney team that the only loss is to Grand Island and Kearney's higher seeded? Something's screwed up there.
Yeah, I mean, things are obviously, a little different. You know, we for us, you know, we play a 50-50 schedule, Class A, Class B, and a very competitive schedule. And I guess, you know, the frustrating thing is that, you know, we go into Grand Island, we lose to Grand Island and Kearney this year. Obviously, two very competitive Class A teams and two teams that you're talking about that, you know, obviously Kearney's only loss Kearney's only loss is to Grand Island. We lose those games 3-1, and those are overall very competitive games against two very competitive Class A teams. And the frustrating thing is those are 39-point losses, you know, and we get our 2 bonus points, which is a 41-point loss. But then, you know, we play a team that doesn't do too well, maybe in Class B, that doesn't have very many losses, that ends up being a Division IV team. And even for that win, we get a 41-point win. And, you know, you just kind of think, what's the difference between the competitiveness in the games, especially when you're playing a higher-level team versus a team that doesn't do very well in your class. So there may be, you know, a little flaw, you know, here and there. But, you know, the question is who wants to fix it and how are we going to do it? So overall, you know, we're excited about where we are and hopefully we're going to give ourselves a chance to win this week.
Well, Coach, we congratulate you on another good season, another trip back to state, and hopefully there's some more wins coming up for you this season. We appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate you guys having me, and hopefully we'll talk again soon.
Hey, sounds good, Mike. Thank you. Mike Danfito, head coach at Hastings. Daddy, they talk about the playoff points in Lincoln, but they're too busy answering anonymous phone calls.
Well, that's it. If you're undefeated on the year at 18-0, and everybody else has a loss, I'm sorry, you're the number one seed. Not Creighton Prep. I don't agree. You've lost.
Yeah, I know. I can see both sides. And, I'm not going to sit here and argue the other side because I can see it. I can understand.
And if you're Scott Steinbrück, and I think you're going, wait a minute, flip-flop, and then we're on the same side of the bracket, which stinks for Central Nebraska because everybody was hoping.
Okay, well, then let me maybe they want to play. Maybe they drew the right opponent. Scott Steinbrück from Kearney High will join us tomorrow when we're live at Look What's Cooking, getting you some Mother's Day gift ideas. Stop by and see us on the bricks downtown tomorrow. We're going to be down there from 11 to 12, and the gang down there always some good stuff. Good stuff.
Well, they've got great stuff. Plus, I think he's going to be cooking us some good stuff. So we're looking forward to that
as well. That's the big point. Don't forget, folks, to vote on our Hy-Vee Rewards Fan Club poll question. Have we seen the last of Yankees closer Mariano Rivera? 54% of you said no. 46% said yes. Over the weekend, he said he's going to try and be back for next season. This poll question to start off the week, which team that's down 3-1 in the NBA playoffs has the best chance to come back and win? You've got five of those teams, Tony. The Bulls playing the Sixers. The Hawks playing the Celtics. The Knicks playing the Heat. The Magic playing the Pacers. And the Nuggets playing the Lakers. See, if you're the Bulls, well, at least you still got some home court advantage to make a run. You could take games down the stretch here. The Knicks have zero chance of winning that series. The Hawks have looked atrocious since game one. The Magic, I'm not sure how they won game one. And the Nuggets have fought the Lakers. That probably should have been a 2-2 game. It just didn't happen for them last night. I think the Bulls have quit because that's the team you should take. I don't know that any of them will, Danny, but which one? Which one has the best chance? That's our poll question. You can pick up some points at ESPNSuperstation.com. Which one do you think?
Well, I guess the Nuggets. By that rundown and watching the game Friday night a little bit. But they're on the road, too. No, they're in trouble, too. I'd say none of the above.
I'm going to take the Hawks just because I took them to get out of that. And they if they can get game five, then they've got some home. Then they've got a chance. I'm going to take the Hawks, but you can check it out on our poll question today, too. Don't forget all of our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show, fed by our friends at BK, Burger King, two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Breakfast is served daily from 6 to 11. Try a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich for just pocket change. You can get some hotcakes, too. It's all there for you at BK. Bryce Harper, that's pretty cool. Stealing home. And what's Hamill? See, now this is, they're going to be talking about this all day, too. Cole Hamill's saying, yeah, I plunked him. I meant to. Well, welcome to the league.
I don't know. Does Bryce Harper throwing his, is Bryce Harper throwing his helmet off and showing his haircut, and he's a 19-year-old sensation? Does that rub those guys that have been around a long time and proven themselves a little bit more than Bryce Harper has?
Well, that's so fine. Bryce Harper's got to back it up. And when he does, all shall be well with the world. We'll take a break and be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show because it's a big night for Daddy. Back after this.
This commercial has stopping power, my friends, so listen up. NAPA is offering up to a $50 mail-in rebate card with the purchase of qualifying brake products. So hurry or stop in. NAPA brakes are built to the highest quality standards and designed to improve stopping in all conditions. So come on into your local NAPA Auto Parts store or Auto Care Center. $50, that's real money, my friend.
NAPA know.
Mail-in rebate available with qualifying purchase at participating NAPA Auto Parts stores and Auto Care Centers. Visit NAPAonline.com for details. Offer expires 5/31/12.
ProFlowers has 100 ways to tell the mom in your life how much you love her. Get 100 blooms for mom, plus a free vase for only $19.99. That's a great deal on a huge bouquet, but you must use the code to get it. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the mic, and type in the code SCORE. Guaranteed to stay fresh at least one full week. Is there a new mom in your life? Visit ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the top right corner, and type in SCORE. That's ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone, and type in SCORE. Mother's Day is this Sunday. Order now.
Every Royals baseball broadcast on the Breeze 94.5 includes games within the game, like the Gary Michaels Royals Baseball Quiz. A different question every game. Answered correctly by sending an email to royals945 at kliqfm.com. The first correct answer qualifies for a weekly prize of a $50 gift card to Gary Michaels Clothing in downtown Hastings. Weekly winners become qualifiers for an end-of-season $300 Gary Michaels Shopping Spree. Gary Michaels Royals Quiz. Only when you catch the Royals on 94.5 FM.
An isolated shower sprinkle is possible early today, then skies will become partly sunny, with a high temperature of 68, northwest Wednesday from 10 to 20. Tonight, with partly cloudy skies, we'll drop back to low of 40. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, it's 59.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, with this service announcement for the University of Nebraska at Kearney. They're going to be on the road all week long with the Loper Road Show. All events are open to the public and will run from 5 to 7. Free appetizers, and you can buy your favorite beverage at each individual stop. And then they'll have a little program at approximately 6:15. It'll last no more than 20 minutes to include remarks from the Alumni Association and the Athletic Director John McBride, various coaches at different stops. It'll be different coaches, and a student athlete is coming to all these places. It all starts tonight in Minden at Mookie's, right on the square. Football coach Daryl Morris, Mike Munch, and Kevin Chaney, that's soccer and women's basketball, along with the Athletic Director John McBride, will be on hand. They'll be in Minden tonight from 5 to 7. So after work, slide on over to Mookie's like you're going to do it anyway and meet some of the UNK crew and hear what's going on. They're in Grand Island tomorrow. They are in Hastings on the 10th. And then May 15th, Holdridge, and the 17th, they stop in Lexington. So kind of a 10-day tour here to coincide with everybody. Mookie's in Minden tonight, the Saddle Club in Grand Island tomorrow, and at Lachlan Country Club in Hastings on Thursday night. And UNK senior Bryson Malberg is currently in second place after the first day of the decathlon at the RMAC Championships. There's not a whole lot going on yesterday, so the RMACs just got underway. Most of that activity kind of continues today and wraps up tomorrow out in Gunnison. Also had some winners shooting at the Cornhusker Trap Shoot over the weekend. Now, Nick Zerline brings home the Cornhusker Cup, the coveted prize, 43rd Cornhusker Trap Shoot. Busted 192, and from memory, that probably doesn't shatter any records, but it's good enough to win. And it spoiled Cody Newland's bid to repeat as the overall champion. He shot for the Hastings 4-H Club, one less. He broke 191, but he was on the winning team. So congratulations to the Hastings number one 4-H team championship. Also, Corey Sorahan of Grand Island, your girls champion.
Big week for the Zerlines. Of course, his cousin getting picked up by an NFL team, kicking-wise, and now him.
Tyler Schnitzler of Gibbon was one of the top three individuals. What's this guy doing in the handicap division? Good Lord. Is that why they run the shotgun over there at Kennesaw?
Trap shooting, it's picking up a lot of interest locally, and we know that. The number of entries just continues
to record over 2,000, about 2,073, I think, was the preliminary number we saw. Daddy, what is going on? Because I know you keep up with the physical fitness craze. The Lincoln Marathon, getting all kinds of pub and getting bigger and bigger, and it seems like everybody's goal now is to run a marathon or a half marathon.
Yeah,
and Vince over from the Hastings Trib, I assume, will have a big article today about his half marathon that he ran.
If we were meant to run 13.1 miles, a half marathon, we wouldn't have invented cars. All right. So I don't know if drug use is rampant among young adults that are doing this, or I don't understand it.
Mario Macias of Alamosa, Colorado, wins the men's marathon, 2 hours, 21 minutes, 56 seconds. And Casey Lichtig, who lives in Omaha but went to Centura, she was the women's winner in the race.
They win money, Lincoln Marathon?
Well, it's not a whole lot of gift cards to food places, I don't think.
No. You know, you see people running around town. It's like, you're not the one that needs to be running. And all the skinny people out just running. I run 8 miles a day. You don't need to run. Take a break.
I want to go to the Dent Popper inbox here. Our friend Alex says, how about some pub for Ricky Fowler? I have a man crush on him. It's his favorite golfer. Ricky Fowler winning his first PGA Tour event yesterday. Wells Fargo.
$1.2 million for the Wells Fargo.
Plenty of orange.
Rory right there as well. A lot of people think that's the next big rivalry to young stars on the PGA Tour.
Beat Rory and D.A. Points. D.A. Points probably needed the win more than those two,
mm-hmm.
but great second shot there by Fowler to win it. And folks,
when he won it, he did the ooly lolly lollies.
It's big. Bubba Watson, now Ricky Fowler. Ben Crane's doing well.
It's catching fire.
Who's the other? Who's the fourth one there?
Isn't it Rory?
Yeah.
No, it's not Rory. No.
Bubba.
It's Bubba. Ricky. Ben Crane, pull it up. Bubba, Ben Crane, Fowler. I know you're yelling at the radio out there, folks. Thanks. We'll double check that. Golf USA's Demo Day, which was postponed last month due to the weather, is going to be this Saturday at Meadowlark Hills in Kearney on the driving range from 11 to 3. It's free. It's open to the public. You don't have to be a member at Meadowlark to take advantage of this. Golf USA will have all of the top brands there with their friendly and helpful staff and representatives. Callaway, Adams, Ping, TaylorMade, Titleist, Cobra, Cleveland, Tour Edge, Mizuno, and Nike Golf. It is going on this Saturday from 11 to 3 at Meadowlark Hills. Golf USA's Demo Day. Check it out. All the irons, all
Mahan,
the putters. Oh, Hunter Mahan.
Is it Hunter Mahan? I just found the name down here.
So there you go. A couple things before we get on out of here. Obviously, Daddy, when Keselowski won the NASCAR race. Also, I watched The Amazing Race. I don't get to watch it as much now as I used to. I just don't. But I watched that. I've never seen someone get to the big red mat at the end. You know, it's just a little mat. But when you get to the end, it's got the Amazing Race all over it, and everybody's waiting for you. They run up there. You're team number one. But you didn't complete the course. So they had to paddle boat, they were paddling, just standing on the surfboard, whatever that's called, paddling back across the water, paddleboard, I think it's all, and had to go find what to do and slide down a hill. And when they got there was another team there, and they keep trying, and the team that got there late, they finished it and did go back and end up winning the $1 million last night. Now, tonight for you, we're down to four. It's The Voice, because that's the way you roll. Well, what do you got? Who's going to win?
I don't know. There's very, very talented people remaining. Julietta Sims is kind of the rocker girl. I think she's got a great shot. I think, yeah. I don't really have a pick, but they're all so talented. They've all made it now. So I think it should be interesting to see some very talented people. I want to give a shout out, though. Miller and Cooper, the tandem that's the fishing tournament, they won the deal yesterday. Travis Sanger and his partner from Ashland get second. There's some local guys, Ben Syme and Scott Willis, get third. And then Ben's brother, Jason, get fourth or fifth. So congratulations to all those guys. I know that was a big tournament up there. And congratulations to people that took home a check and made a little money this weekend fishing.
We're going to move our Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth to Look What's Cooking on the Bricks in Kearney tomorrow. Soccer coach Scott Steinbrook among our guests. We will have a lot more coming your way as the week progresses. But be sure to join us from 11 to 12 tomorrow, getting you ready for Mother's Day at Look What's Cooking on the Bricks downtown Kearney. We want to thank Gino Bacola of the TVG Network, who had your winner in the Kentucky Derby, and also Mike Nanfito, Hastings boys soccer coach, as they head to state.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.